Hey, for you men, next Friday is the Hopeway Men's Night Out. Men, you want to sign up? It's online right now. You can do that. Also, men, Bible studies, you can sign up online. Notice this is an M. That's why I'm doing this, okay? Men. Men's Bible studies online. You want to make sure to sign up for that as well, too. Women. Boo. W. Yes. Get some of that. Ah, women. Final day for signing up of Bible studies is today at 5. All right, women, get it up. Let's see it. Let's see it. Men, get it up. Ooh. All right, nice. All right, those are the announcements for today. Hey, we have a gift this day to hear from our good friend Chris Klein, a Hope College alumni. Well, you can, yes. The clock is running fast, so I'm not going to take a lot of time for introduction. Chris is head of a ministry called Clay Ministries. Look it up online. All right. I'm not going to waste any more time. Klein, don't go there. Don't go there. Chris asked me to read the scripture today before he speaks. It's from Exodus chapter 3. Hear the word of the Lord. Moses was keeping the flock for his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. And he led his flock beyond the wilderness, and he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. And he looked at the bush that was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why this bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see this, God called out to him in the bush. Moses, Moses, he said. Here I am, Moses said. God said, come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
One of my nephew's favorite things to do was dress up like a superhero. He would get his cape and mask on and run around the house like he was battling somebody. This kind of activity would go on every day. He would go to his room, get his costume on, and save someone. The thing about it was he couldn't do it without dressing up in a costume. As I thought about that, I realized every superhero wears a costume and mask. They hide their real identity because they don't want anybody to know their secret. What's their secret? Their secret is they are weak. They aren't really that person inside of that costume, and if anybody found out about it, they would no longer be a superhero. Who are you? This is a question that you are facing right now. You are deciding who to be friends with. You are deciding what your major is going to be. All of these decisions are shaping your identity. Do you know your identity? Paul read Exodus 3 for us, so let's take a look at Moses briefly. He was a Hebrew who was born in Egypt at a time where Pharaoh ordered to have every Hebrew baby boy killed. It made his mother put him in a basket and float him down the river. He was found by a daughter of Pharaoh and was raised in the house of Pharaoh. He conforms to the Egyptian way of life. Once he learns about his Hebrew identity, he murders an Egyptian soldier and flees Egypt never to be heard from again. As he is roaming the desert, he rescues a Midian priest's daughters. The priest invites him to stay, and Moses stays and marries one of his daughters. He puts on another mask and takes on another identity. We conform to other people's standards or expectations rather than just being real about who we are. Christians do the same thing. We pretend we have it all together because that's what is important to the Christian life, so we conform to whoever's rules. We change our masks every day so that we can fit. I can relate to Moses because my life hasn't been all peaches and roses. I was born in 1973. I have cerebral palsy. I am classified as an athetoid, which means my muscles never stop moving. I didn't want to be different, so I tried my hardest to be like the rest of my friends. I wanted to wear the same clothes and do all of the same stuff they were doing because I didn't want them to see me differently. Mom tried to dress me in the styles. I had the newest Michael Jordan's shoes that I would wear. You have to understand, I use my toes to do everything, so those shoes were on me going to school and coming home from school. I wore shoes for about a half an hour every day. However, we made sure I had the Jordan shoes. I thought by having those shoes, maybe they wouldn't see my disability. When that didn't work, I decided that my disability was who I was, so I didn't believe I could be anything that I wanted to be. Actually, I didn't feel I had a purpose in life because how would anyone use me? Can you relate? I know everybody can relate because we all have a disability of some kind. This is why we put masks on, because then people don't know who we are. We can hide our flaws and circumstances of life, and people will accept us. Can you see we are just like Moses before he had an encounter with God? After fleeing Egypt, Moses took on a whole different identity, which he was able to hide behind. We do the same thing. We hide behind our masks that we put on. We wear different masks for different situations, but we hide our true identity to people, just like good superheroes. When we have an encounter with God, He tells us to remove our masks. Moses encounters God, and right away he tries to still wear his mask. He uses excuses of why he can't be who God is asking him to be. However, God's power shines brightly, and Moses begins to understand his true identity. He becomes a superhero for God because he allows God's power to do the work. I believe we have encounters with God every day. The biggest problem is we get in the way. Once we get out of the way and be authentic with Him, He shows us He has a bigger purpose for us. I was entering my senior year at Hope College. I was having problems again with an old struggle, and I was asking God again, why do I have to have a disability? All it does to me is cause me pain. As I sat there in my room crying, my Bible opened to 2 Corinthians 12. I read the story about the Apostle Paul's thorn in his side. As I sat there reading this story again, I had another encounter with God. I started to understand I was His child, and I was accepted into His family whether or not I had a disability. His grace was sufficient for the Apostle Paul, and I realized God's grace is sufficient for me. I didn't need to be perfect to have a purpose. All I needed to do is take off the masks I was putting on and rely on God. I began to understand His power shined brightly in my weakness, and He has a bigger purpose for me. It is a purpose that would surpass my own ambitions. God's purpose for my life is to love people where they are at and allow His light to shine out from my brokenness. I know at times I have told God, I can't be that person for you. My disability gets in the way. Every time He reminds me His grace is all I need because His power shines through my weakness. I can do what God calls me to do only if I let God do it for me. God's power is my only qualification. God has encountered you. You have a God-given purpose for your life. It's a kingdom purpose. Your purpose is to love people for who they are and to shine God's power from you. This is what you are called to do. It's a God-given purpose. I know you don't feel qualified to do this, but we don't have to feel qualified because God has already qualified us. It isn't about us being qualified. It's about letting God's power shine through our weakness. Look at me, I couldn't do this without relying on the power of God. All we need to do is rely on His strength and power, and let His power be the light. His power shines brightly through our weakness. He changes the world when we are vulnerable, and allow His power to shine through our brokenness. Paul writes, "We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God, and not from us." It's about being real, so that God's light shines through our brokenness. God's power shining through our weakness is what builds God's kingdom. God is inviting us into a relationship with Him. He is asking us to build His kingdom with Him. He has already qualified us for this job. It's our job to be real, so that His power shines out of us. Let us pray, please. Jesus, we know You want us to be authentic. Help us to take off our masks, so that we can be superheroes for You. In Your name we pray, Amen.